Welcome to this edition of the 2-Minute Fitbit brought to you by Phase 1 Fitness and me, your host, Jerry Bacall. In a previous episode, we've already discussed the basics of getting past injuries, and today we're going to expound on some of the more important aspects of easing back into your training routine post-injury. Yeah, I know what you're thinking to yourself. Does this guy think I've never hurt myself before and now he's going to try to tell me something I don't know? No, in fact, I'm hoping that you have experienced injury so you can sense the value in what I'm about to tell you. So, with injury comes rest and rehab. If the injury occurs in the middle of a strength or size gain phase in your routine, it makes it very difficult to stop and give the injury the rest it needs to and put a hold on those gains. But this is when you have to consider the long run and your end game. Nobody likes injuries. If you're under the impression that in the course of your training career you're going to make dramatic gains without experiencing injury, let me hit you with a quick dose of reality. The odds are stacked against you, so please pay attention to the following. The good news is, once you relieve the trauma and begin the healing process, in many instances there are ways to train around the injury, leaving the opportunity to at least maintain your gains until you're healthy enough to get back on your original track. In a previous episode, we concentrated on beginning the healing process by reducing inflammation with ice and NSAIDs and then promoting further healing with heat to increase blood flow at the injury site. Please refer back to my April 17th episode entitled Pain, Origins and Treatments of Minor Injuries. Well, now that we're at the point where we're ready to ease back into our routine, let's look at some of the basics in considering doing that. First, you have to feel confident that any residual discomfort is mainly from stiffness due to the healing process and idle time, and not discomfort from the injury. Generally speaking, injury pain is sharp and will get sharper with movement, while rehab discomfort is a dull ache that can actually subside as you continue to move. Warming up and stretching has never been more important, so gently stretch the affected muscle or muscles as well as the connective tissue. As you begin to lightly train the recovering area, use different stress angles to slowly work around the injury. In other words, if you've injured the anterior head of the shoulder, which is a very common injury, then start by training the posterior head to warm the shoulder area. For a bicep injury, if the issue is with the biceps tendon, then try going to a hammer curl grip with dumbbells to ease into a full biceps workout. With triceps, you have pushdowns, cable kickbacks, or dips to determine the path of least discomfort. For chest, you can adjust the width of the grip on a bar or use the versatility of the dumbbells to find the most comfortable movement angle. The main thing to remember is that you have to discern between the pain of injury and the stiffness from the lack of movement. Once you've done that, you should be able to use the versatility of the equipment in the gym to gently ease your affected area back into productive movement. Thanks again for tuning in to this edition of the 2-Minute Fitbit brought to you by Phase 1 Fitness. Join us again when we discuss another interesting topic. If you have any questions about what we discussed today, please feel free to email me at info@phaseonefitness.com. That's phaseonefitness.com, and I will respond and hopefully provide the help you need. Until then, I'm your host, Jerry Bacall, wishing you success, and above all, please stay safe and healthy.